The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 8th. What to know today about why President Trump is threatening to cut funding from the World Health Organization, and three major staffing shakeups from the White House to the Navy. Plus, who's behind the single biggest donation to fight this global pandemic? Facebook launches a new app for couples, and why it seems pandas do care about their privacy. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As a pandemic sweeps the globe, President Trump is thinking about withholding funding from the World Health Organization. He accuses the United Nations agency of not being aggressive enough in confronting COVID-19 early on. Trump said, quote, "They called it wrong." He's mostly referring to guidance from the WHO in January that said travel bans would not prevent the spread of COVID-19. President Trump cracked down on flights from China anyway. Obviously, we can't know exactly how many people would have been sickened had he not taken that step. President Trump says it would be a lot. But Trump's critics are pushing back, saying Trump himself should have taken more action earlier. For example, Politico reports the WHO played an important role in providing testing in dozens of countries. Yet the U.S. chose not to use the agency's testing kits, and now there's still a shortage in America. At this point, it's still not clear if the Trump administration will actually follow through with a plan to cut funding to the World Health Organization. Trump says simply, quote, "We will look at ending funding." The budget for the WHO comes from member countries around the world. Okay, so let's talk about where things stand now. First, some sad news out of New York. COVID-19 is now responsible for at least 4,000 deaths in New York City alone. And that means 1,000 more New Yorkers have now died from COVID-19 than from the 9/11 terror attacks. Despite that bleak development, there's at least a different, more encouraging number to tell you about as well. The number of hospital admissions and the number of patients receiving breathing tubes are dropping in New York City. New York's governor says those are the real signs social distancing measures are working. We should also note 86% of all New York's deaths were among people with underlying illnesses like hypertension and diabetes. And in some other parts of the world, more signs the crisis is easing a bit. China finally lifted the lockdown in Wuhan, where the outbreak began late last year. And now the world will be watching for any lessons learned as they work to get back to normal. Also, in the country where the most deaths have been recorded, Italy, there was a lower than usual number of new cases. Remember the $2.2 trillion stimulus package Congress passed meant to provide some economic relief? Well, it requires someone oversee how the trillions of taxpayer dollars are actually spent. So last week, a panel of inspectors general chose Glenn Fine to lead that oversight committee. He's the acting inspector general for the Defense Department. Well, President Trump is apparently not a fan, and now he's effectively removed Fine from that role. Trump called Fine an Obama-era holdover who might have a bias. Although it is worth noting, Fine also worked under Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Either way, Trump chose a different federal official now, Sean O'Donnell. He's the inspector general for the Environmental Protection Agency as of a few months ago. Democrats called the move corrupt. And there are two more shakeups to mention, all from this week. Stephanie Grisham is stepping down as the White House press secretary. She'll now be the chief of staff for First Lady Melania Trump. Instead, Kayleigh McEnany will become Trump's fourth press secretary. She was formerly a spokesperson for the Trump 2020 campaign and Republican National Committee. And finally, the Navy's top leader has quit. Several news sources report he was actually forced out. The controversy started last week. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley fired a Navy captain who had requested help for more than 100 sailors infected with COVID-19. Captain Brett Crozier's request was leaked to the press, so the Trump administration supported his firing. But now it seems Modley got in trouble for a profanity-laced speech where he called Captain Crozier naive and stupid. For that, Modley has apologized and resigned. He was the fourth Navy secretary in 6 months. Some good news now for Olympic athletes who qualified for the Tokyo Games. The International Olympic Committee, or IOC, is now confirming the athletes who already made the cut for 2020 will be able to keep that spot for 2021. Remember, the Games were rescheduled due to this global pandemic. The Summer Games are now being held starting July 23rd of next year. Other athletes who still want to qualify have until June of 2021. And for the rest of us, if you're looking to start up a new sport while you're social distancing, how about tennis? Amateurs can get some online help from one of the all-time great players, Roger Federer. He tweeted out a helpful solo drill. Then he encouraged people to take videos of themselves trying it so he could offer tips. That post already drew 1,000 replies at last check, and true to his word, Federer has been answering some of them with advice. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a unique app for learning new things quickly and exploring new ideas. With Blinkist, you get the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books, but it condenses them down for you so you get to read or listen to them in just 15 minutes. I love the variety you get with Blinkist and their massive library. I mostly search for business-related books when I need some quick info or extra motivation, but Blinkist has even more than that, including self-help, health, history, and more. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestsellers lists like Becoming by Michelle Obama and The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to all of the condensed nonfiction books, all for one low price. So check it out and see what you can learn in just 15 minutes. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now, back to the news. The founder of Twitter and the payment platform Square is donating $1 billion to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. Jack Dorsey is giving away more than a quarter of his net worth by doing this, although he's not necessarily handing over cash. Dorsey's actually shifting his equity in Square to a relief fund he created called Start Small. Dorsey created a public spreadsheet for Start Small so people can track how the money is spent. For now, the money is supporting COVID-19 relief, but when the pandemic eases a little, the fund will focus on other causes like health and education for girls and universal basic income. Some new efforts to get more Americans tested for COVID-19. Walgreens announced it's expanding drive-through testing to 15 sites in 7 states. All of them are going to be set up in regions seeing rising rates of COVID-19 cases. Walgreens expects to be able to test 3,000 people per day starting later this week. The locations will use Abbott Laboratories' rapid test, which is said to deliver positive results in as little as 5 minutes and negative results within 13 minutes. Also interesting, the nonprofit Mayo Clinic is going high-tech. It's using self-driving shuttles to move COVID-19 tests. Some autonomous shuttles have been taking tests from a Jacksonville, Florida testing site to a nearby Mayo Clinic processing center. The Mayo Clinic CEO says using artificial intelligence helps them protect staff from exposure to the virus, and it frees up time that can be spent on treating and caring for patients. WhatsApp is trying to stop the spread of misinformation, so it's cracking down on how quickly messages can be forwarded from person to person. The Verge reports from now on, if a message has already been forwarded 5 times, you'll only be able to share it with one other person or in one chat at a time. Apparently, a bunch of false information about the coronavirus has been spreading within that app. It's become such an issue, world leaders have specifically called the platform out, asking people to stop sending unverified information on WhatsApp. And speaking of messaging apps, WhatsApp's parent company, Facebook, just launched a new one specifically for couples. It's called Tuned. The tech news outlet The Information reports couples can send each other text and voice messages through this new app, Tuned, as well as photos and songs. You can even check on each other's moods. It's apparently supposed to be a private space where you and your significant other can connect. But keep in mind, Facebook's data policy applies. That means your communications could be collected for targeted ads. For now, it's only available for iOS users in the US and Canada. It seems all they wanted was a little privacy. Two pandas, Ying Ying and Lula, have lived together for 13 years at a Hong Kong zoo. But only after the zoo closed because of the pandemic did they decide to mate for the first time. Zoo officials say this is pretty exciting since pandas even struggle to mate in the wild. In fact, the New York Times reports their mating season only lasts 24 to 72 hours each year. At this point, it's too early to tell if the zoo's female panda is pregnant, and it'll be a while before we get an answer. ABC News reports female pandas can stay pregnant for more than 300 days, but the earliest a pregnancy can be detected is about 2 weeks before birth. For now, we'll take good news wherever we can get it. So congratulations to Ying Ying and Lula. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And of course, the biggest work-related story lately has been the record high unemployment. But don't forget, there are some companies actually hiring right now. Indeed found searches for Amazon and Walmart jobs both tripled after the companies announced hundreds of thousands of new openings. But it's not just those companies. According to LinkedIn, other openings can be found at pizza and grocery delivery companies, tech companies like Salesforce, OutSchool looking to hire teachers for online classes, and health-related organizations and companies like UC Health, and more. Glassdoor says identifying those growth industries is a great start for your job search. Then set a timeline for yourself and check in with your online network, too. You can also consider taking online classes to add to your skills and be open to temp jobs until things get back to normal, including remote roles like virtual assistants, data entry, and freelance writing. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And I want to take a moment after World Health Day yesterday to say a big thank you to any and all healthcare workers that are listening right now. We so appreciate you. As always, read more about any of the news stories mentioned here today at thenewsworthy.com/show notes or look in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news tomorrow. Have a great day.